Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have a couple of guests that have actually been here before. Ray Smith, he is the public information officer for Riverside County, along with Phil Pitchford, also public information officer for the city of Riverside, and they are both organizing members of the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. Thank you both for joining me today, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be here. We really appreciate you having us on.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Okay, before we start talking about the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival, tell us a little bit about yourself. Ray, you're the PIO for Riverside County.
Yes, I've been on PIO for about 17 years. And before that, Phil and I worked together at the Press Enterprise newspaper as reporters.
So you both have known each other for quite a long time then.
Right. Yeah, we both had hair.
28 years. I did the math in my head on the way over here.
And Phil, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the public information officer for the city of Riverside, and I've been a member of the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival Committee for about 2 years now.
Okay, today we're going to be focusing on the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival, an annual event held in Riverside every year. So tell us about the event.
Well, it's a great event for people who love blues music and who love music in general. It's a great place to come together with friends. It celebrates a style of music that really got its birth here on the West Coast of the United States, particularly with people like Rod Piazza and a lot of other folks who are based in Riverside, Rialto, Fontana, real Inland Empire flavor to the event. People who created and nurtured this music over the last couple decades. It's a chance for them to get together and play together, and it's a chance for people who enjoy great music and being in a great environment in White Park and downtown Riverside to enjoy each other's company.
How did it all get started? Is this the second year that that this event has taken place? This
will be the third year.
Third year. And how did it all get started?
The originator of the event is a woman named Teresa Newham. She knows a lot of the people who make this music and has grown up with many of them from the time that she was a teenager, and so she's always been very devoted and a big fan of the music and very well known to many of the artists who are playing this year. So she has put together a group. They did the first one was in a community center in Riverside, and then last year we broke out and did 2 days in White Park. This year we're doing 1 day in White Park, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We had a great turnout last year, but we thought maybe if we had a one-day event, it'd be a chance for everybody to see all the bands that they want in 1 day as opposed to having to choose between the 2 days.
And Teresa is, her husband Bob is a drummer who's played with some of the great blues artists. And so they're deeply involved in this music, and that's kind of the passion that she has.
So what was the general purpose of starting a blues festival?
Well, a lot of people are big fans of the music. It's kind of what is called West Coast blues, and
but there are a lot of swing,
kind of a swingy blues versus a rock blues. But there are some people who aren't aware of the music, and Teresa and her husband Bob and everybody who's on the committee is pretty devoted to trying to spread the news and get people interested and aware of the kind of music. It's music that they are probably going to love as soon as they hear it, but if they don't know anything about it, they don't have the opportunity to do that.
And that's one of the things with the lineup that we have this year. Some of the great blues players who are coming are going to be there, known all over the world, and it's a rare opportunity for people to hear some of the best at what they do.
Okay, now you mentioned Rod Piazza. I remember watching a Rod at the Carlos O'Brien way back many, many years. He's still around and playing. Tell us some of the other performers and a little bit of history behind some of the performers, if you know that history.
So Rod is he's the headliner. He'll be the person who goes on last. At our event last year, there were a number of people who were very excited about the opportunity to see Rod and the Mighty Flyers in the White Park environment. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, Mighty Mojo Prophets with James Harmon. These are all bands that you would pay the price of the admission to the festival. You would pay that and more to see even one of these bands in a nightclub. I know Ray has had some experience with that.
Yeah, I've actually paid to go see a number of these folks. And for example, Rick Estrin, I saw him up in San Francisco area where he's from. And he is he's a great showman. He's a lot of fun and a great harmonica player with a great backing band.
Tell us about some of the other performers, just the names. Give us a rundown of some of the performers that will be there. I know you've got a whole list. You don't have to give me the whole list, but just give us a few more.
Well, a lot of these names will be familiar to people who have grown up in the Inland Empire, Riverside, and San Mateo counties. Buddy Reed and the Rip It Ups. Buddy Reed, I believe, is a Rialto guy. Chris Fast is well known to people in the both in the Riverside and the Temecula area. He plays a lot of wineries in Temecula, but I think he...
Chris grew up in Riverside.
I think he went to Poly High School. Abby Girl in the Real Deal, she's from Orange County. Kid Ramos is from Orange County. Junior Watson is from Orange County, a great guitar player. Jerry Smith is from the San Bernardino County Mountains. And then Rick Estrin is Northern California. Rod Piazza is obviously best known to people in Riverside and the surrounding area. And
Harmon lives over on the coast.
Right.
I think in Orange County as
right.
well.
Okay, wow, some great performers and a great value for your ticket price. Speaking of ticket price, tell us what do the tickets cost and where can they get them?
So there's a great opportunity to save $5 if you act now. The tickets are $25 online. Go to a website called Brown Paper Ticket. You just search for Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. They'll pop up. You can buy them for $25 if you're an adult. If you're a student with a valid student ID, they're only $20. Day of the show, there'll be $30 for adults and $25 for students. There are plenty of tickets. White Park is a lot bigger than I think most people realize. It's a beautiful venue. It can probably handle probably 2,000 people. So if you don't have internet access or if you don't know exactly what your situation is going to be on October the 6th and you find you have time to come down, there'll be plenty of tickets available at the door. But if you want to save $5 and buy ahead of time, which we always are a big fan of that, Brown Paper Ticket is the way to go. You can pay through PayPal or a debit card, credit card, and then we'll have your name at the door. Just let us know who you are, show some ID. We'll put a wristband on you, and you're on your way.
Okay, give us that website again.
It's brownpaperticket.com. And it's a very easy website to use because it's a one-day event this year. You're either an adult or a student. You're buying for one day. You choose your credit card, PayPal as a guest. Click I want to pay as a guest. If you don't have a PayPal account, which is fine, use your debit card or credit card, and you can have your tickets waiting for you when you get to the door.
Great. What other activities and vendors are going to be there?
Well, we've had a number of different vendors. We had some hat vendors last time. There'll be food. Typically, there was folks ice cream, and then what are some of the other?
Well, if you love barbecue, Graham's Mission Barbecue will be there.
Graham's will be there, right?
Main Street in Riverside, I think between 5th and 6th, a longtime purveyor of fine barbecue products in the Inland Empire. And then
purveyor in there. That's nice.
If you love a cold beer on a warm day, which who doesn't? Riverside or Packing House Brewing Company will be there. They were a sponsor for us last year. Last year they brought a couple of beers and had people test them out. I talked to them the other day. They're planning on bringing several this year. So if you have ever been to Packing House, it's over by the Riverside Airport. It's a great place to go with friends and family. They'll be there. We'll have a beer garden. We'll have adequate security, so it'll be a safe environment for everyone. There'll be we had a gentleman there last year who has a huge selection of blues CDs, so if you hear the music and you like it and you want to take some home with you, you'll be able to do that. There'll be, like I said, Graham's will be there. There'll be a number of vendors selling products and that are all kind of affiliated with blues music.
Okay, great. So that's the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival happening Saturday, October 6th from 10 to 10. If there's anything that you would like to impress upon people that are going to go to the event, what is the one thing that they can look forward to?
Well, you know, it's a fun event. It's local. You don't have to get in the car to drive to L.A. or San Diego or anywhere else. It's a very, very affordable event. I know there are a lot of blues festivals around that the ticket price is probably four or five times what we have here. If you buy in advance, like I said, $25, you can come at 10 o'clock in the morning, stay till 10 o'clock at night. We have food that you can buy. You have beer, wine, soda, anything else you'd like to have. It's a fun, enjoyable event, kind of a homecoming event for people who love blues music. And it's a great place if you've heard about Rod Piazza and you've always wanted to see him, you can see him and you can see a number of other great bands. And it's just incredible entertainment value.
And that's the part for me is that I do like the blues. I've been a fan for a long time. And the quality of the performers who are here are just about as good as you can see anywhere. And so all on the same stage, the same day, again, $25. Yeah, it's a great a great chance for a great day.
Great.
If I could add one more thing, we do have a very active Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, and who isn't, you can go to Facebook and search for Riverside West Coast Blues Festival. There's a lot of information there about the lineup. There's a link for tickets, some photos from last year's festival, so you can get an idea of what a fun time it is. And you can feel free to contact us on the website if you have questions.
Great. Okay, Phil Pitchford and Ray Smith, organizing members of the Riverside West Coast Blues Festival, coming up October 6th from 10 to 10. Thank you once again for joining me today, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.